Harmony, valiantly swimming against the inevitable tide. New York, all decisions have consequences, yet the full effects of such choices are not always apparent until too late. Harmony, a long gestating musical which recently arrived on Broadway, features music by Barry Manilow and book and lyrics by Bruce Sussman. The work shines a light on a now forgotten but once world-famous singing group. In 1927, Germany is reeling from the aftereffects of the First World War. Numerous political factions are vying for power, the streets are filled with protesters, and inflation is so high that a wheelbarrow of money gets you a slice of cheese. In the midst of all this, a newspaper advertisement brings together six men to form a musical group: Harry, founder of the group; Lesh, a waiter from Bulgaria; Eric, a medical student who can't stand the sight of blood; Chopin, a piano player slash composer who works in a bordello; Bobby, a rather intense bass baritone; and young Rabbi, son of a cantor and originally from Poland. Chip Zine plays Rabbi as an older man and also serves as the narrator of the show. The first act zips by, with some wonderful song and dance numbers as the audience gets to know the group that will become the comedian harmonists. The combination of comedy and music is the result of last-minute desperation rather than any grand plan. Performing in subways and on street corners, the group eventually starts to appear in some of the less fashionable nightclubs in Germany. With the help of a famous impresario, the group soon becomes wildly popular throughout Europe and makes their U.S. debut at New York City's Carnegie Hall in December 1933. Running parallel to the comedian harmonists' rise are the blossoming relationships between Chopin and Ruth, a young woman excited about the possibilities for change in a new Germany, and young Rabbi and Mary, a more realistic sort who works in a tailor shop. Young Rabbi and Mary's feelings for each other and what the future holds are explored via such numbers as This Is Our Time, one of several standouts in the score. Just when the comedian harmonists seem to have the world by the tail, changes back home, including the rise of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, threaten to bring them down, particularly since several of the comedian harmonists are Jewish. Fiercely protective of one another and determined to stay together until things blow over, the group fights back the best way they can via their performances. The savagely satirical Come to the Fatherland is a number that becomes part of their repertoire during appearances outside of Germany. Harmony tells a powerful tale and hits all the right notes, both musical and emotional. Yet there are times it feels somewhat disjointed and rushed, especially in the much darker second act. This act feels more like snapshots of a story rather than something fully developed. Mr. Manilow and Mr. Sussman, who have worked on Harmony for 32 years, may have been too close to the material when it came to working on the final product. Strong cast. The entire cast is strong, with each of the performers getting their own moment in the spotlight. Mr. Zine, who plays multiple roles, is excellent as the glue that holds the story together. This stands out in the joy reflected in his face as he recounts the good times, or the angry impotence he feels when he remembers wrong choices he and group made when possibilities were still an option. This point is made poignantly clear when he reveals how he is still haunted by events from a fateful train ride in November 1935. Elsewhere, a comment Mr. Zine makes as Albert Einstein about the 1933 world situation proves to be still topical today. The world will not be destroyed by those who do evil, but by those who watch them and do nothing, which brings a round of applause from the audience when delivered. Historically, Einstein was also said to have issued a gentle warning to the comedian harmonists to take a look at what was going on in the world. In the end, the group, after some discussion about whether to remain in the United States and pursue offers there, decided to return to Germany, and the second act shows what happened to them after they did so. Mr. Roman does a nice turn as the cynical Chopin. Someone who feels things deeply, but is at times more concerned about not making too many waves. Ms. Benko is wonderful as Ruth, a woman disgusted with what has happened to her country and not afraid to say so. Ms. Bogus is perfect as the level-headed Mary, a person initially wary about getting too involved with young Rabbi, especially when she considers why he left Poland in the first place. Beowulf-Boritz sets, which make liberal use of mirrors, are very good, as are the costumes by Linda Cho and Ricky Lurie. Warren Carlyle's choreographic work is completely on point. His direction is also good, but hampered by a book that is not as strong as it should be. Mr. Manilow's score is excellent. Highlights, in addition to those already mentioned, include the comic How Can I Serve You, Madam, the rousing We're Goin' Loco, and the haunting Where You Go. Harmony tells a stirring, if somewhat uneven story about a group of people who remained true to who they were while the world was coming down around them. The title of the show also contains more than a bit of irony, as it becomes clear how a society without harmony will eventually be destroyed. Harmony. Ethel Barrymore Theater. 243 West 47th Street, New York. Tickets, telecharge.com. Running time, 2 hours, 30 minutes. Closes, September 1, 2024. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.